KJAN Sports.
And good morning. It is time for a check of sports. This report brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN Sports. In college basketball, Chase Fisher scored 26 points and Kyle Collinsworth added 12 points, 17 rebounds, and 6 assists to lead BYU to an 84-76 win over Northern Iowa in the fifth place game of the Diamond Head Classic Friday. The 9-4 Cougars shot 50% or 28 out of 56 from the field and had five players score in double figures. Zach Selhaus had 12 points, Nick Emery chipped in 11, and Kyle Davis 10. Fisher shot 7 of 14 from the field and made 4 3-pointers 2 days after scoring a career-high 41 points against New Mexico on Wednesday. Fisher, Emery, Collinsworth combined to go 16 of 16 on free throws. BYU shot 19 of 21 from the foul line and out-rebounded the Panthers 42-27. Matt Bohannon scored 21 points and Jeremy Morgan had 19 to lead Northern Iowa. BYU led by as many as 15 points and held a 38-28 advantage at the halftime. Number 3 Oklahoma has kept its perfect record intact by winning the Diamond Head Classic in Honolulu. Buddy Hield and Jordan Woodward each set career highs for points as the 10-1 Sooners knocked off Harvard 83-71 in the title game. Hield finished with 34 points on 11 of 14 from the field and 9 of 10 from the free throw line. Woodward was 9 of 13 from the field and 6 of 7 from the line as the Sooners shot 50% from the floor. Oklahoma remains one of 5 unbeaten teams in Division I. Zena Edomsman scored a career-high 25 points and had 16 rebounds for the Crimson. In the NBA, the Golden State Warriors have gotten off to the best start in the NBA history by draining a barrage of three-pointers. They changed it up a little on Christmas Day while improving to 28-1 and holding the Cavaliers to 32% shooting in an 89-83 victory over Cleveland. Draymond Green had 22 points and 15 rebounds as the defending NBA champions won a matchup of last year's finals. Stephen Curry chipped in 19 points and Klay Thompson added 18 to help the Warriors earn their 32nd consecutive home win. In other Christmas Day NBA hoops action, San Antonio's 7-game winning streak is over after James Harden produced 20 points and 9 assists in Houston's 88-84 triumph over the Spurs, who fell to 25-6. The Chicago Bulls snapped a 3-game losing streak as Jimmy Butler scored 23 points and Pau Gasol had a double-double in a 105-96 victory over Oklahoma City. Chris Paul scored 23 points and had 6 assists and 5 rebounds as the Los Angeles Clippers down the Lakers 94-84 to halt a 3-game skid. Miami churned out a 94-88 overtime win against New Orleans as Chris Bosh delivered 30 points and 10 rebounds in the Heat's 7th straight Christmas Day victory. Dwayne Wade's 19 points and Hassan Whiteside's 17 boards helped the Heat improve to a league-best 10-2 on the holiday. In NFL action, Bears receiver Alshon Jeffrey is listed as doubtful for Sunday's game against Tampa Bay because of a hamstring injury suffered in last Sunday's loss to Minnesota. The Bears' top receiver has played in just 9 games this season due to various injuries. Chicago also lists linebacker Shay McClellan as doubtful because of a concussion. Elsewhere in NFL news, cornerback Dee Milliner is doubtful for the Jets game against New England Patriots on Sunday due to a strained hamstring. Milliner did not practice this week after being hurt in the Jets' 19-16 victory at Dallas last Saturday. Defensive tackle Marcus Kuhn and linebacker James Morris were placed on injured reserve by the New York Giants because of leg injuries. The Giants signed 2 players from their practice squad, defensive end Brad Bars and tight end Matt LaCrosse. And Serena Williams has been selected as the Associated Press's Female Athlete of the Year for the 4th time. The number 1 ranked player rolled up 50 first place votes in the balloting after coming within 2 wins of becoming the first player since Steffi Graf to complete a season Grand Slam. After capturing the Australian and French Opens and Wimbledon, Williams was knocked out of the U.S. Open in the semifinals by Italy's Roberta Vinci. Williams joins fellow tennis star Chris Everett as a 4-time winner of the AP Award. Only Babe Didriksson has more than with 6. The U.S. World Cup hero, Carly Lloyd, finished 2nd in the balloting, followed by UFC star Ronda Rousey. That is a check of sports on KJAN, brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.